Truth or Dare by Jane Ann Krentz. To my brother James Castle, with much love, thanks so much for helping with the GFIPI. 1. He hated cases that ended the way this one was going to end. Ethan Truex closed the file folder and placed his hands on the small round table. He regarded the man sitting in the undersized hotel room chair across from him. "You're sure these numbers are solid?" he asked neutrally.
"Absolutely."
Dexter Morrow smiled his reassuring investment advisor smile. It did nothing to conceal the calculating expression in his eyes.
"I took them straight off Catherine's personal laptop last night after she went to sleep."
"You did say that you were close to the boss." Morrow chuckled. It was the kind of man-to-man laugh that you heard in locker rooms and bars.
"Real close. I can tell you from personal experience that she's almost as good in bed as she is at running her company."
Ethan managed to keep his face expressionless, but it was not easy. He was here to get the job done for the client, not to defend her honor. Outside the window, the Arizona sun shone down on the hotel's blue-tiled pool and lounge area. It was warm and bright, the kind of day that made the state famous. But in here there was a chill in the air, and it was not coming from the air conditioner. Morrow casually cocked one ankle on his knee. The collar of his pricey cream-colored polo shirt was edged with a thin black stripe. The shirt complemented the designer-label trousers and Euro-leather loafers. A gold Swiss watch gleamed on his wrist. Dexter Morrow had it made. He worked in a plush office, played golf in the middle of the week, and entertained his clients in expensive places, such as the Desert View Country Club. He was a winner here in Whispering Springs.